With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. About 50 people gathered Tuesday at the Missoula office of Montana Senator Steve Daines. Their message was loud and clear.
Save Medicaid!
Save
Medicaid!
That's right.
They want Daines to reject the GOP health care reform bill under consideration in Congress. They say the American Health Care Act would gut Medicaid, leading to billions of dollars in program cuts over the next decade. Kaiser Health News reports that the AHCA, as passed by the House, would cut more than $800 billion from Medicaid over a decade. Missoulian Lisa Davey says that cannot be allowed to happen. Davey explains that millions of America's most vulnerable, including pregnant women, the elderly, and people with disabilities, rely on Medicaid for critical services.
This has incredible impacts on real people. You know, in Montana, we take care of our neighbors. We don't just let them die because they can't afford to pay for medical care.
Davey's intimately familiar with the Medicaid program. Her son was born when she was only 5 months pregnant.
Anyway, just over a pound, and he reached his lifetime max payout for his insurance before he was a month old. And so since that time, he's had Medicaid. And this spring, he had three brain surgeries back to back. And I just got the explanation of benefits for that. And it was $149,000. And without Medicaid, I would be bankrupt.
Davey was not the only one who spoke passionately about protecting Medicaid at all costs during Tuesday's Don't Cap My Care rally in Missoula.
I'm Jenny Montgomery. This is my son, Heath.
Heath is an outgoing 8-year-old who has cerebral palsy. Medicaid covered the cost of his power wheelchair, and Heath says that chair
got me what I wanted, and that's my independence.
So this chair is a big deal to you.
Yeah, it is.
Heath's mom, Jenny Montgomery, says Medicaid covers critically important services for people with disabilities, including personal attendants.
We'll come to a person's home, help them bathe, get dressed, prepare food so they can go out and go to work, participate in society, earn an income, contribute to our economy. And private insurance isn't likely to cover that type of personal care or nursing or the in-home services and equipment that keep us out of nursing homes.
Marcia Katz of the National Disabilities Rights Organization, ADAPT, agrees. She reminds Republican Senator Steve Daines that
his party has left a rich legacy of supporting people with disabilities.
She points out President Nixon signed the Supplemental Security Act, which supports low-income people with disabilities. President George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act.
And I'm hoping that Senator Daines will not betray the legacy of his party, will not throw Montanans and his constituents, his people, under the bus. I'm hoping that he will stand strong for saving Medicaid and no cuts, no caps.
Senator Daines was not at his Missoula office Tuesday, but he talked about Medicaid and the future of Republican health care legislation briefly with Montana Public Radio News Director Eric Whitney last week.
I was given about 7 minutes to talk to Senator Daines about health care while covering his summit on agriculture in Great Falls last week. We've asked him for a longer interview on the topic as the Senate has now begun working on its version of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act.
What's important about Medicaid is, first and foremost, we need to protect the Medicaid program for those it was originally designed to serve, and that is the very poor, the indigent. Medicaid spending right now, it's exploded, and the question is, do we put at risk ensuring that we protect those that Medicaid was originally intended to take care of, as well as seniors that are pre-Medicare eligible up until age 65. I think whatever we do will ensure two things. One, that we move more of the Medicaid decision-making and administering to the states. That's proven to be a successful model. And two, whatever happens here, that you have a transition and a runway such that you will protect those who are currently on Medicaid expansion.
So if you say we need to protect those it was intended for and protect those currently on expansion, I think people will hear that and say, oh, he doesn't want Medicaid cuts. He wants to protect those people, so no Medicaid cuts to the Senate bill.
Well, looking at the House bill and what the Senate is considering, the Medicaid expansion component right now and ensuring that we have incentives, for example, that Medicaid expansion went up to 138% of the federal poverty level. For example, there's not an incentive to increase your income or go to work, because if you are $1 over the Medicaid limit on income, you're off the Medicaid expansion system.
You could still get an exchange policy for almost $0 a month, but once you're 139% of poverty, you get a subsidy to buy a policy in exchange for in the range of, $25 or less a month, so you're still protected.
Well, as you look at the different levels on Medicaid, but if you're $1, in other words, let's say it's Christmas time, you want to go work at Macy's for a couple of months to get some extra Christmas cash. You go $1 over the Medicaid number. Now you're thrown into a different system. In other words, you might say, shift off of this system. You go to a different system here. There's not an incentive necessarily to get off the system here and get on to the exchange. And so I think you're going to see, ensure that we've got incentives like we did with welfare reform that was done back in the 90s. Just ensure that if you're able-bodied, able to work, we ought to be moving people in that direction instead of being on Medicaid expansion for a lifetime. And ensuring we protect the original individuals that Medicaid was designed to protect, which is the poor, the indigent, the elderly who are pre-Medicare.
We also had the opportunity to talk with Senator John Tester about healthcare last week when the Democrat visited MTPR studios in Missoula.
Is there any scenario where you could see yourself voting for a new healthcare bill, something to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act?
If it increases access and affordability, that's the key, and those are the two things. I think that what we saw come over the House did exactly the opposite. It decreased access and increased costs. That's not the direction we should be going. Do I have great faith that the Senate is going to come up with something great? No. But there are examples of folks working together in a bipartisan way and getting some good things done. Johnny Isaacson, who's chair of the Veterans Affairs Committee, I'm ranking member, we've worked together to, I think, improve health care for our veterans, and we've done it in a bipartisan way. If we could get a willing person on the other side of the aisle to work to really improve access and affordability, I think you could come up with something. But really what we should be doing is we should take the Affordable Care Act that, by the way, helps folks who are working and not making the best of wages, helps folks who have pre-existing conditions, help folks who come in against lifetime caps because they end up with cancer or something like that, and keep those portions. Those portions are working. Where it's not working for those folks that are kind of caught in the middle. They don't get any subsidies, and they're not so rich, they don't care, and they're getting hammered with monthly premiums and too high deductibles.
How do you fix that?
I mean, I think at a bare minimum, a no-brainer is let's put more transparency on insurance companies and on pharmaceutical companies. That's a no-brainer. And then fix it the same way you fix any other tough problem. Bring in people from hospitals, bring in doctors, bring in patient groups, bring in nurses, bring in policymakers, and sit in a room not much bigger than this one, Eric, and talk about the problem and talk about solutions, and I think we'll come up with solutions. We can do that, but that's not happening. It's not happening at all. And as I go around the state of Montana and talk to hospitals and doctors and patients about what's going on in healthcare, they're really, really, really nervous. And so I think it can be fixed, but there's got to be a willingness to fix it, and there's got to be a willingness to understand that Affordable Care Health Care Act is not perfect. If we work together, we can fix some things. And by the way, let's all take credit. Let's not politicize it and say we did this and you didn't and you did this and we didn't or whatever, and move forward. But what came over from the House is a wreck. I mean, totally is a total wreck. And if we do anything even close to that in the Senate, it'll be a disservice to the people of this country.
You've said when you talk to people in the healthcare industry in Montana, they tell you that they want to keep the reforms in the Affordable Care Act. What about when you talk to people in Montana who are not part of the healthcare industry? My impression is that a lot of Montanans, maybe a majority of Montanans, want it repealed and replaced. Do you hear that too?
Not as much. I've had plenty of people come to me and say, look, my premium's gone up by 50% over the last couple of years, and my deductible's so high that it's ridiculous. It's going to cost me $7,000 out of pocket if I get sick. That's all true. So let's focus on that group. I've also had several people come up to me. The best story I've got is a guy from Butte that came up about 40 years old and said, I've had diabetes issues since I was a teenager. I've had mental health issues. I haven't been able to work. Along came the Affordable Care Act. Along came Medicaid expansion. I was able to get my diabetes under control. I was able to see a psychologist, get my mental health issues under control. I've got a job now, and I'm supporting my family. That's exactly the good part, And the story before about premiums going through the roof is a tough part. Let's keep the good. Let's fix the bad.
That's Montana Senator John Tester. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.